Burning Fat. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're running coast to coast off biodiesel from animal fat.
MTSU professor Dr. Cliff Ricketts continues his goal of showing us we don't need to depend on foreign oil. His latest adventure is a 3,500-mile trip from Key West, Florida to Seattle, Washington, and he's using only biodiesel made from waste animal fat from chickens.
It has national security implications. It has economic implications. It has environmental implications. And here we are using a waste agriculture product that could be dumped in a drain, but yet we're making a fuel promise so we don't have to fight people trying to kill us.
Dr. Ricketts has modified a 1981 Volkswagen Rabbit pickup truck and is carrying 15 5-gallon cans along, and he thinks he'll need only 12 of those cans. But after leaving out Saturday from Key West, he's now about halfway through the trip. But his concern is that polar vortex and how the cold air will affect his fuel made from animal fat.
This stuff solidifies easier than diesel does, so we've got a aluminum can that we've got a spout for that we can put up in the front of the truck and the floorboard to keep it warm. We'll keep the fuel warm in the van, our trailer van, and about every 150 or 200 miles, we'll put that warm fuel and the truck here in the front and hope it stays warm enough until it runs out and we add another form.
Dr. Ricketts hopes to be in Seattle by Thursday night. He's already gone coast to coast on ethanol 2 years ago, and last spring he went coast to coast using only sun and water, and now it's on animal fat. And you can follow his latest expedition on Twitter at MTSU Biodiesel Trip. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.